ஜரதா மாதவ குஞ்சபிஹாரி கோபிச்சன வல்லபிரிவாரதாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லபிரிவாரதாரி கோபிஜன வல்லபிரிவாரதாரி யசோதானந்தன வ்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி யசோதானந்தன வ்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி ஜய ராதா மாதவ குஞ்ச பிஹாரி கோபிஜன வல்லபிரிவாரதாரி யசோதானந்தன வ்ரஜநரஞ்சன யமுனா தீரவனச்சாரி ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே 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 கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா கிருஷ்ண கிருஷ்ணா ஹரே 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 ராம் ஹரே ராம 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 ஹரே ஹரே ஸ்ரீ ஹரிநாம் சங்கீர்த்தன் கி ஸ்ரீமத் பாகவதம் கி ஷீல பிரபாத் கி நிதாய கௌ பிரேமானந்தே ஹரி ஹரி போல். ஆல் க்ளோரியஸ் டு அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஆல் க்ளோரியஸ் டு அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஆல் க்ளோரியஸ் டு அசம்பிள் டிவோட்டீஸ் ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. ஆல் க்ளோரியஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரியஸ் ஆல் க்ளோரியஸ் டு ஸ்ரீ குரு அண்ட் ஸ்ரீ கௌரங்கா கௌர் ஹரி போல். ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 31 एंटाइटल नारदा इंस्ट्रक्ट्स द प्रचेतास टेक्स्ट नंबर 21. न भजति कुमनीषिणां सयज्ञां हरिर् अधनात्मधन प्रियो रसज्ञ श्रुतधन कुल कर्मणां मदैर्ये विदधति पापम अकिंचनेषु सत्सु. न भजति कुमनीषीणां सयज्ञां हरिर् अनाधात्म धन प्रिय रसज्ञ श्रुतधन कुल कर्मणां मदैर्ये विदधाति पापम अकिंचनेषु सत्सु. न भजति कुमनीषीणां सयज्ञां हरिर् अधनात्म धन प्रिय रसज्ञ श्रुतधन कुल कर्मणां मदैर्ये विदधाति पापम अकिंचनेषु सत्सु. हरिर् अधनात्मधन प्रियो रसज्ञ श्रुतधन कुल कर्मणां मदैर्ये विदधति पापम अकिंचनेषु सत्सु. न नेवर भजति एक्सेप्ट्स कुमनीषिणां अ पर्सन्स विद अ डर्टी हार्ट स ही Ijjam, offering. Hari, the Supreme Lord. Adhana, to those who have no material possessions. Atmadhana, simply dependent on the Lord. Priya, who is dear. Rasagya, who accepts the essence of life. Shruta, education. Dhana, wealth, kula, aristocracy, karmanam, and of fruity activities, madai, by pride, e, all those who, vidadhati, perform, pampam, disgrace, akinchaneshu, without material possessions, satsu, unto the devotees. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes very dear to those devotees who have no material possessions but are fully happy in possessing the devotional service of the Lord. Indeed, the Lord relishes the devotional activities of such devotees. Those who are puffed up with material education, wealth, aristocracy and fruitive activities are very proud of possessing material things, and they often deride the devotees. Even if such people offer the Lord service, Lord never accepts them. Purport. The Supreme Person of Godhead is dependent on His pure devotees. He does not accept the offerings of those who are not devotees. A pure devotee, one who feels he does not possess anything material. A devotee is always happy in possessing the devotional service of Lord. Devotees may sometimes appear material poor, but because they are spiritual advanced and enriched, they are most dear to the Supreme Person of Godhead. Such devotees are free from attachment to family, society, friendship, children, and so on. They abandon affection for all these material possessions and always happy in possessing the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. The Supreme Person of Godhead understands the position of his devotee. If a person derides a pure devotee, he is never recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words,
The Supreme Lord never excuses one who offends a pure devotee. There are many examples of this in history. A great sage Durvasa was to be chastised by the Sudarshan Chakra of the Lord. Even though great mystic directly approached the Supreme Person of Godhead, he was never excused. Those on the path of liberation should be very careful not to offend a pure devotee.
Omajnanatimirandasya Gananjana Chalakaya Chakshurun Niditam Yena Asmai Sri Gurave Namah Vichaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swaparam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Dalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyanta Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratushe Nama He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Runda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nilachala Nivasaya Nityaya Paramatmane Balabhadra Subhadrabhyam Jagannathaya Te Nama Vanchakalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I seek blessings of all wonderful devotees assembled here and also those who are hearing. Especially I seek blessings of His Grace Radhe Shyam Prabhu so that I can speak something for my own purification. Personally, I am feeling very happy and honored to be here in Pune for so many days. It has been my cherished desire to spend time here and Krishna inconceivably arranged. And it is such a wonderful experience for me for physical, mental, spiritual rejuvenation, my spiritual life. At the same time, when I came to know that tomorrow is Akshaya Tritiya, I was just reflecting on Akshaya Tritiya and I was little missing Calcutta because Akshaya Tritiya is a very big festival, especially in Calcutta, because this is the day that we start Rath Yatra celebrations. This is the day when pujas of the Rath, construction of Rath, repair of the Rath, renovations, all this start, begin. Also fundraising for Rath Yatra begins. And generally we avoid going out of Calcutta during that time from Akshay Tritiya to Rath Yatra, so that, you know, focus on Jagannath Swami. And there's a lot of Jagannath consciousness. So anyway, here also we have Jagannath Swami, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra. So, and we see from so many years actually, I have been spending time of Akshay Tritiya in Calcutta. This is the first time after maybe more than a decade that I am out of Calcutta. So, I thought that today I will speak something about Akshay Tritiya. This Akshaya. Akshaya means, Shaya means that which deteriorates. Akshaya means that which does not deteriorate. Rather, that which increases. So, Akshaya Tritiya is a day. It is said, whatever you do on that day doesn't deteriorate, doesn't, is not destroyed. Rather, it increases, expands. So, this day is day where whole day there is auspiciousness. You don't have to see the time of the day. In other days, you have to see the time, which time is auspicious, which is inauspicious. To start doing any auspicious activity, people see the panjika, calendar, and see, okay, this is an auspicious time, this is an auspicious time. But Akshaya Tritiya, every moment is auspicious. And you can do all the auspicious activities on this day. So people, generally outside people we see, they will do lot of charitable activities. They will buy gold, they will do Graha Pravesh, they will do all the important samskaras on this day. So, all auspicious activities are performed on this day. We've seen so many Krishna's pastimes and so many things related with Krishna also happen on Akshaya Tritiya. We see very famous pastime of Nanda Maharaj. When Nanda Maharaj one day decided that he should go to Prayag to go and take bath in Triveni Sangam, Mother Yashoda is preparing many fried items, Jarni Prasadam. So Krishna came and saw, what's going on? Today there is a new cooking. So he inquired, what's the matter? Then Mother Yashoda told, your father is going for a long yatra to Prayag. So I am just making some Jarni Prasad. So when Krishna heard that, he was not very happy. Personal Krishna doesn't like to take one step out of Vrindavan. And he also doesn't like his devotees to go out of Vrindavan. So when he saw that Nanda Maharaj is planning to go to Prayag, so Krishna approached Nanda Maharaj and said, my dear Baba, I heard you are planning to go to Prayag. But today is not very auspicious day to leave, you know. Just tomorrow, Akshaya Tritiya is there. So, Akshaya Tritiya is most auspicious. So, on the day of Akshaya Tritiya, you should leave. So, Nanda Maharaj heard. As yesterday we see, Sri Chaitanya Chandra Prabhu was defining Vrajavasis. Vrajavasi means, they make all their plans as per the plan of Krishna. They adjust everything. Even biggest of big plan, they may change just to please Krishna. And so immediately Nanda Maharaj said, okay, fine. Doesn't make much difference. Instead of going today, I will go tomorrow. And we saw that Nanda Maharaj got up very early in the morning. And as usual, he proceeded to pond Pukur in front of Nanda Bhavan to take his early morning bath. But as soon as he went there, he saw a very amazing sight. He saw a huge personality, very effulgent, beautiful. He was jumping, he was taking bath in Sarovar. And he was coming out and rolling in dust in ecstasy. And he was so beautiful. Nandamala saw, he said, he is not one of the residents of Nandagaon. Who is he? And then he saw, not only he was there, there are so many other beautiful personalities. There are beautiful ladies. They are also on the other corner of the pukur. They were taking bath. And they were also in great joy. Nanda Maharaj is surprised. Such a divine sight, such a beautiful sight. And, you know, and who are these personalities? So Nanda Maharaj thought, let me go and inquire. So he went and inquired with that person, very effulgent, beautiful person. He said, my dear sir, may I know who are you? And what brings you here? And that tall, beautiful personality, he said, I am Prayagraj. He said, every year on this day of Akshaya Tritiya, I come here to this sarovar to bathe myself. He said, all throughout year, millions of people come from all over the world and they take bath at Prayag. And just by accepting all that sin and all contamination, I become contaminated. And to purify myself, once a year I come here and bathe in this pukur. So Nanda Maharaj is amazed. And then Prayagraj introduced, he said, you see that lady, beautiful lady there in the corner? She's Mother Ganga. And you see that lady? She's Mother Saraswati. And see this? She's Kaveri. She's Yamuna. So, all the holy places and all the holy rivers, all the holy tirthas, they are there coming to take bath in that sarovar just in front of Nanda Maharaj Bhavan. So all of them took bath and disappeared. Then Nanda Maharaj took bath and then came back. And then he was just thinking, are all the holy places, all the world are coming here to get purified. So what is point in going out of here, you know? And then he cancelled his program to go to Prayagraj. So all the holy places are there in Vrindavan. So the place, the pukur in front of Nandavan, therefore is called Pavan Sarovar. It purifies all the purifiers of the world. Because in that place, Nanda Maharaj takes bath, who is a devotee of Krishna. So devotee of Krishna can purify entire universe. Tirtham kurvanti tirthani. So great devotees, by their love and devotion, they can purify entire existence. These great devotees don't possess anything material. They only possess Krishna in their heart. They only possess devotional service to Krishna in their heart. And this devotional service to Krishna is so purifying, all purifying. So therefore, that sarovar is called Pavan Sarovar. So this incident took place on Akshaya Tritiya. Similarly, we see very famous pastime of Jagannath Swami. One of the very important festivals in Jagannath Puri is Chandan Yatra. It's summer time now. In summer time there is heat. Puri there is even more heat. So Lord appeared in the dream of Indradhumna Maharaj and requested him, I am feeling very hot. Please apply some chandan to my body. So from Akshaya Tritiya, 21 days, the Chandan Yatra begins. So we see Indra Maharaj performed this Chandan Yatra festival at Puri, starting from Akshaya Tritiya. Until today, that festival is continuing. Similarly, we see very famous festival of Chandan Yatra performed by Madhavendra Puri. Today's verse is talking about Akinchana devotees. So Madhavendra Puri was also such Akinchana devotee. He had nothing in life except devotional service to Krishna. And he was always absorbed chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So one day when he was chanting on the banks of Govindakund, we know that beautiful pastime, he was not bothered of his eating and sleeping also. And he didn't bother to go out for doing Madhukari also. So that time, a little boy came and gave him pot of milk. And Madhavendra Puri asked, how do you know I have not eaten anything and what brings you here with this milk? And that little boy said, oh, you see, this is a beautiful town of Vrindavan. Here nobody fast. And everybody gets all their necessities. Even sadhus, they can beg and get madhukari very easily. But there are some sadhus who don't beg. For them, I personally go and give them what they need. And he said, the ladies here on this Govindakund, they told me that you have been just chanting and you have never eaten anything. So therefore, I brought this milk for you. Please drink it and I will come back and take it, the pot from you. Madhavendra was so pleased to see this beautiful personality, and later on then he drank the milk and it was just like nectar. And later on, after drinking the milk, he felt little drowsy and he dozed off. Jai Shri Shri Radha Vrindavan Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subramanya Ki Jai, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai, Shri Balaji Bhagavan Ki Jai, Shri Prabhupad Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi Hare Hare. So he just dozed off, and in dream he saw that same little boy came and introduced himself. I am Giridhari Gopal, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. And I am lying in this bushes. Please take me out from here and install me on top of Govardhan Hill. So we see how Madhavendra Puri, with the help of Vrajavasis, brought deity of Gopal from the bushes, and then he installed, and there was a big festival. That festival continued months together. And again, one time, Gopalji came in dream of Madhavendra Puri and said, I am still feeling very hot. Can you please go to Jagannath Puri and get Chandan and apply that Chandan on my whole body so that my body can become cool? We see Madhavendra Puri was old by that time. But as soon as he got that instruction, immediately he handed over the deity worship to his disciples, and then he proceeded further to Jagannath Puri. He had no money, he had no great physical health and other things because he was old. And he was not knowing how things will work out, but just because it was instruction of the Lord, he just left without any consideration, without any hesitation. And on the way he came to Remana. In Remana he saw that, he had heard about Remana, especially the special kheer offered in Remana. And we know that story where, you know, he desired to have that kheer, but since the kheer was not being offered, later on he felt so sorry that I have committed offense that I desired to eat it before being offered. So then whole night he was chanting, and that time we see how Gopinaji stole kheer for him and through his servant arranged to give the kheer to Madhavendra. And then Madhavendra Puri became so ecstatic to receive that kheer. And later on in night only he left from Ramana because he was concerned that if I stay here, next day so many people will come to glorify me, honor me. So Vaishnavas are not eager for their self glory and other things. They want to avoid na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, all these things they want to avoid. So he went in night only for his service to Jagannath Puri. But before he reached, his glory had already reached Jagannath Puri. And then king came to honor him, respect him, and wanted to serve him. And then he requested, how can I serve you? Madhavendra Puri, then he said, oh, I have come here for getting chandan for Lord Gopal. So then king arranged a lot of chandan and camphor, and also he arranged some people to carry that heavy chandan and also some security guards, because chandan very valuable, so many dacoits, thieves on the way. So then again Madhavendra was coming on the way, and then when he came to Ramana, Kirchior Gopinath temple, when he took rest in night, again Gopal came in dream and he said, oh, myself Gopal and Gopinath ji are not different. So tomorrow is Akshaya Tritiya, so you start applying chandan to Gopinath ji. And when you apply chandan to Gopinath ji, my body will feel cool. So we see that Chandan Yatra festival began again on Akshaya Tritiya. For 21 days, Madhavendra Puri, with the help of the pujaris, smeared the chandan, applied to Gopinath ji. And since then we see in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya also, all over the world, we celebrate this festival by applying chandan. We see materialist people are concerned about becoming themselves hot and they want to be cool, they want to be in AC, air condition, all this. But devotees are concerned of making Lord cool by applying chandan to him and giving pleasure to him. And in that, they find great joy and pleasure. So this festival takes place on Chandan Yatra, that is Akshaya Tritiya. Also we see Parshuram, one of the incarnations of Lord, empowered personalities. He descends on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. And he annihilates all the proud demoniac kshatriyas who had become like a burden on earth. So Lord always appears whenever there is some yada yada hi dharma sa glanir bhavati bharat. So wherever there is glani of dharma, then Lord appears to re-establish the religion. So we see Parshuram appeared on Akshaya Tritiya. Similarly, it is said that Vyasadeva started writing Mahabharata on this day of Akshaya Tritiya for benefit of all the Kali Yuga people. So that they can understand the essence of scripture in some simple way. Also Mother Ganga descends to earth on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. You see Bhagirath perform so much austerities and please Mother Ganga and requested Mother Ganga to please come. When Mother Ganga was pleased, she had two concerns of coming here on earth. First concern was, she said, if I come from higher celestial world to this, my force will be so great that maybe earth may be washed off, you know. So there need to be some powerful person to hold me and properly safe land me, you know. And another thing she said that, if I come, so many people of this earth who are so sinful, they will bathe in me and deposit all their sins. How will I get purified? Bhagirath was a great devotee. Devotees have all answers for all the questions. So Bhagirath said, my dear mother, don't worry. I'll request Lord Shiva to hold on when you come here. And he is a powerful person. Definitely, he can safe land you on earth. And as far as
You are concerned about your sins? Don't worry. There are so many wonderful, great devotees. They will come and bathe in you. And by bathing in you, free you for all the sins accumulated by you. So then Mother Ganga agreed for that and she descended on earth. You see, even Mother Ganga, her main purpose is to deliver whole world. But while delivering, while thinking of delivering whole world, she is also considered of her deliverance, you know. She is also thinking, what will happen to me and how I will get purified. Similarly, we see devotees always thinking of preaching, expanding, preaching. But when we interact with material world, material nature, material people, there's always chance of getting putrefied, contaminated. So one has to worry, will I be purified? So therefore, we can be purified in association of devotees, by mercy of devotees, and especially in Kali Yuga, by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And hearing daily Nityam Bhagavata Seva, this Amal Puran, by this devotional service, in association devotees can purify us. Akshaya Tritiya is the day also when Draupadi received the Akshaya Patra from Sun God. Yudhishthira Maharaj was very concerned. Actually, when Pandavas were exiled to forest, they were living in forest and enjoying wonderful association of sadhus in the forest. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was not disturbed by losing his kingdom. But later on he saw, he is not able to serve the sadhus and brahmanas and feed them prasadam. So he had that concern. As king, he was able to profusely serve sadhus and feed them nice prasad, please them. But after coming to forest, he was concerned, he was not able to do that service. So knowing that his concern, actually Suryadev came and gave this Akshaya Patra, which could produce unlimited prasadam and by which unlimited number of people can be fed. So we see this, on this Akshaya Tritiya, Draupadi got this Akshaya Patra. Also, Treta Yuga begins on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. Ram Rajya begins on day of Akshaya Tritiya. Similarly, we see Sudama, who is Akinchana, he didn't possess anything. But he came to Dwarka and met Krishna on this Akshaya Tritiya. Similarly, it is said that Kubera received his wealth and his position as a custodian of all wealth, as in charge of treasury of all demigods on this day of Akshaya Tritiya. Similarly, we see Badrinarayan gets like this Chardham Yatra, Badrinarayan, gates of Badrinarayan temple, they open on Akshaya Tritiya day. And all people, they start getting darshan from this day onwards. And as I told earlier, this, in especially in Jagannath Puri, this Rath Yatra preparations, they begin from Akshaya Tritiya, especially making of the chariot. So Akshaya Tritiya is a very wonderful day to start some devotional activities, some activities which we want to always keep on expanding and increasing. So current time is a lockdown time. So some devotees are thinking of digital preaching, you know, okay, because now we are not able to, you know, do anything, we are not able to physically meet. So they are trying to meet virtually. few days back, His Holiness Jayapadaka Maharaj arranged one of his disciples, Shabdhari Prabhu, to give digital preaching
some work seminar to IIS members. So he was telling how wonderfully we can utilize technology in service of Krishna. One of the things when I was listening to him, he said very important point. He said in digital preaching, he said you should remember 80-15-5 formula. 80-80-15-5 formula. He said 80% of our preaching depends on your practice of Krishna consciousness. Depends on your morning program, depends on your hearing, chanting, depends on how you are practicing and how you are properly situated in Krishna consciousness. Then he said 15% depends on external communication and 5% depends on technicalities. What software you are using, what different technical things, computer related things and all. So he was telling the impact of preaching we can have to the degree we ourselves practice Krishna consciousness. So this is a very important thing to remember that if you want to have impact, we need to be struggling to be Krishna conscious. One devotee asks His Holiness Mahavishnu Maharaj, "Maharaj, what is difference between advanced devotee and a struggling devotee?" Maharaj said the difference between advanced devotee and struggling devotee is, advanced devotee after Bhagavatam class spends 5 minutes thinking about the class, start reflecting what was spoken, how is it relevant to my life, what can I apply in my life. Whereas struggling devotee, as soon as class gets over, he just runs for prasadam or runs for different activities. He thinks class is over and he thinks of all activities other than class. So just 5 minutes of reflection, 5 minutes of conscious thought can make great difference, can make us advance in Krishna consciousness. So recently we are also having Rath Yatra meetings. We are wondering what to do. Different devotees were giving different suggestions, maybe we should cancel Rath Yatra. Some were saying no, let us take government permission and only Jagannath and few devotees on truck we can carry them from temple and to Goshala and have Gundicha Mandir there. Like every year we have 9-day festivals. Okay, people cannot come physically, so we can have online darshan, we can have online puja, maybe we can have online whatever we are doing, let us do everything online. Let us do online booking of prasadam, online even cultural programs, online parikramas where people chant 108, so anyway, so nothing is finalized, but I'm saying that people are thinking how not to reduce service but make sure that service continues. Similarly, some devotees are thinking of farm communities and self-sufficiency. They are thinking, are too much depending on materialistic people and materialistic culture, materialistic civilization, not sustainable. Maybe it's a wonderful time Krishna is creating awakening, how we have to depend on mother nature and mother father Krishna, how we have to depend on land, cows and Krishna. And some people are very fired up in such and seeing great hope to fulfill the instructions of Srila Prabhupada on farm communities and self-sufficiency. So devotees in all situations always think how to expand service to Krishna, how to take our devotional service to next level of next level of Krishna consciousness. And we see some devotees are thinking, we see in one moment life is changed around, everything is changed. We are so busy, so active, and then immediately one is locked down within a small room. So they are thinking, life is so short. Anytime any disease can come, anytime any death can come. So we have to be very careful how we are investing our time, how we are spending our time. Like in today's verse, it is said, everybody can repeat today's verse translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead becomes very dear to those devotees who have no material possessions, but are fully happy in possessing the devotional service of the Lord. Indeed, Lord relishes the devotional activities of such devotees. Those who are puffed up with material education, wealth, aristocracy, and fruity activity are very proud of possessing material things, and they often deride the devotees. Even if such people offer Lord worship, the Lord never accepts them. So, here it is said, devotees are akinchan. They don't possess anything material. They only possess Supreme Lord. And therefore, Lord becomes very attractive to them. They are very much attracted to Lord. And Lord relishes their devotional service. So, akinchan devotee doesn't mean they have nothing material in external sense. Even great kings can be akinchan. We see Pratapruddha Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj, they were also akinchan devotees. Akinchan means never considering oneself as a proprietor. Never thinking that this belongs to me and it's meant for my enjoyment. But these great kings, though they were the kings of entire world, they understood that, oh, this belongs to Krishna. I belong to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. And everything is meant for Krishna's pleasure, Krishna's service. So, such devotees, and their only wealth is devotional service. They consider apportion to serve Lord is the only real wealth. And any wealth which is not used in service of Lord is actually a great obstacle. And we see in this verse it is said, materialistic people who possess, who claim that, oh, this belongs to me, I am this body and everything in relation with body is mine, and they keep on accumulating more and more material possessions. Such people become puffed up, proud of wealth, education, aristocracy, fruity activities. And sometimes these people may proudly also make a show of devotional service. But here Narad Muni is saying that Lord doesn't accept their service. We see how Duryodhana invited Krishna for big feast, Chappan Bhog. But Krishna refused it. Krishna said, "Arey, you don't have love and I am not hungry. So what is, there is no question of, you know, eating food at your palace. If you have love, or if I am hungry, then there is question of eating. But you have no love for me. And I am Atmaram, I am self-satisfied." Whereas we see, same Krishna went to Vidura's home and ate the peels of banana because they were offered with love by Vidurani. So Lord is hankering for loving service of devotees. So, on this day we can reflect, okay, how am I practicing devotional service? How much akinchan I am becoming? And how much still I am holding on to material things? Because more we hold on to materialistic things, more we are going to feel materially satisfied. And less we will feel need of Krishna in our life. And naturally, less will be our feelingly offerings to Krishna, and naturally Krishna may not accept it, and we may stuck up in this materialistic world only. In Science of Self-Realization, Prabhupada writes that materialist people are anchored in this material world by five things. First is by their ignorance of self, ignorance of soul. They think they themselves to be body. And second, he says, then they become so much attached to their friends, relatives, and all their connected to their body, family, society, nation, all these things in relation with the body. Then third, they become very much attached to increasing wealth and possessing material things, furniture, home, bungalow, cars, so many things. And then fourth, he says, they become attached to materialistic education, materialistic knowledge, mundane knowledge, which is contrary to scriptural knowledge. So knowledge which is separate from God. Real purpose of knowledge is actually to know Krishna. Real knowledge is to know matter, spirit and control of both, Krishna. But without knowing God, without knowing spirit, they are just attached to mundane knowledge, and that becomes, that anchors them in this material world very strongly. Urdha Moolam Udha Shakam, upside down tree, one becomes caught up in this materialistic world. And fifth thing he says that they become so much attached to mundane rituals, mundane religiosity, without knowing God and without knowing the holy devotees of God, who really make everything holy. So without us sitting with devotees, without knowing God, they are just attached to some mundane rituals, and that rituals keep them more attached and anchored in this materialistic world. So if you want to get out of it, then we have to serve Vaishnavas. And from Vaishnavas, know Lord and his devotional service. And become attached to Vaishnavas and service to the Lord. That opens the door for liberation. So we see Srila Prabhupada. He was akinchan. Actually, externally, we see Prabhupada had nothing. And he was given instruction by his spiritual master, and he took that instruction as real wealth. And he's working hard all throughout his life. He struggled very hard in 1944 to start the Back to Godhead magazine. And how much he struggled to get the donations, how much he struggled to print, how much he struggled to distribute that magazine. That he struggled very hard to fulfill the instruction of Bhaktisiddhanta Sastha Kaur to go to America and establish preaching there. Then we see how much he struggled very hard every day to write books, publish books, and inspire devotees to distribute books. So he had nothing. He had no good health, he had no contacts, no practical support. But he had this real wealth of devotional service. And he held on that devotion, and he was trying to do his devotional service to the best of his ability. And we see how, by Krishna's mercy, then everything manifested. ISKCON was manifested, thousands of devotees came, then preaching expanded, millions of books were distributed, and it led to so much of prosperity in ISKCON. So Prabhupada said, Krishna tested me twice. Once by taking away everything from me, and then by giving so much to me. But we see, akinchan means his devotional service doesn't depend on this any material circumstances. Whether Lord takes away everything, he continues serving Lord, or Lord gives everything, he uses everything in service of Lord, without claiming any proprietorship or anything. So, Akshaya Tritiya is a very nice time to reflect how I can increase this wealth of devotional service and reduce my material attachments, give up whatever material things I am holding on to and depend on Krishna, serve Krishna. His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj was telling a few days back that this time the whole world is in a lockdown. So it's a good time to reflect and reset our values button, you know. What we consider very valuable in life, you know. There's one big billionaire in the world. He got coronavirus, he was admitted in hospital. and he had so much wealth, he had so many properties, but in final time he was just suffocated and he was just hankering and desperate to just get some air, to just breathe something. Air which is freely available, he was not able to know. So his money was in bank and at home, and that couldn't come to his help. So we may consider this as our real wealth, and we may work hard, but one should know this cannot help us at time of death. So you have to really check what is of value and what is not of value. So he's always, Radha Mohan is telling, that's a good time to reflect and reset our value button, what we consider value in our heart. Because whatever we consider valuable, we'll work hard for that. So if you consider material things as valuable, we'll work hard for that. And if you consider devotional service to be valuable, then we'll work hard for that. I remember one time we were having management meeting and Radhanand Maharaj was also there. And devotees were thinking, we were discussing different things, and Maharaj came and asked, what is the agenda? He would have said, Maharaj, there are a lot of financial problems nowadays, you know. So we are thinking of funds. Then Maharaj immediately said, funds or no funds? Krishna consciousness is a great fun. So if you depend on Krishna, working hard for Krishna, it's very great fun. Okay, that doesn't mean that we should not worry of funds. Definitely, now is a coronavirus, we have to cut down all our expenses as much as possible. At the same time, one should know that Krishna is a real fun, and that is our real wealth. And Akshaya Tritiya is there tomorrow, so we can take some resolution by which we can try to enhance our devotional service, increase our devotional service, expand our devotional service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, Srila Prabhupada ki jaya, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.